guys, this is I Burn Everything. I'm Stevie Nelson.
And I'm Dave Horwitz.
And that's it.
It's just us today, so let's hope that you're not sick of our voices, because you're going to get a lot of it today.
Yeah, today it's just us. Every once in a while, we like to get intimate with you guys.
Yeah, we like to just give you a little peek inside what's going on with your favorite hosts. Wow, I can't even say it super confidently. I don't know. I mean, I'm not my favorite host.
I'm my least favorite host, but...
Really?
No,
Who's your favorite host?
Oh, gosh. You know, I have a pretty deep, deep obsession with Guy Raz.
Guy Raz?
Guy Raz does it for me. His voice is so perfect. He's a great host. He asks such great questions. I would love to meet Guy Raz someday.
This is not... You know, I like knowing things. Who is Guy Raz?
No. Okay, so Guy Raz is a host of a ton of podcasts. Not a ton, but he does the TED Talks podcast. And hold on, let me look it up. He does a bunch of podcasts. I don't want to get this wrong. I listen to him almost every day, mm-hmm. So I should probably have known this also. He works for NPR.
Okay.
He's been described as New York Times as one of the most popular podcasters in history.
Whoa.
Okay, that's huge.
What's wrong with me? I gotta get up on this guy.
Okay. It's TED Radio Hour. I was like, why do I hear him every day? How could that be possible? TED Radio Hour.
I like TED Radio Hour. Okay.
I've heard it before. And his voice. I follow him on Twitter. I'm like, I'm so into him.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I like the name Guy.
Guy Raz is a wonderful... NPR correspondents have the best names.
Oh, my gosh. Cherry Glazer.
Cherry Glazer. Guy Brodesserac... what is his name? Taffy Brodesserachner.
Yeah.
And her husband...
Like, how is that real?
Oh, wow. I can't remember her husband's name, but just amazing names. I think my favorite hosts are Alex Goldman and PJ Vogt, who host Reply All, which is a Gimlet podcast.
Yeah.
One of maybe the best podcasts in the world.
What makes it so good?
Oh, 30, 40 minute episodes, easy, digestible. It's all about the internet, but really diving deeper than you'd ever expect. For example, if you ever get any of those weird spammer phone calls where people are saying there's malware in your computer, we have to mirror your laptop. You have to give us the login so we can move it around and see what's going on in there.
Yeah, we don't want
to
do that.
We don't want to do that, but they wanted to figure out why that was happening and where it came from, and it led them on a two-part journey into the heart of India.
Whoa.
Yeah,
so cool.
Yeah, it's a...
I like that.
It was a very spooky, like, guy meets him at the front door and goes, you shouldn't be here. Get out of here. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
More suspenseful than you'd ever think a weird tech support thing would ever be.
I feel like... Oh, I love that. I can't wait to listen to it. I feel like 90% of my text messages with my best friends... are just texting back and forth episodes of podcasts we like. Like, it's such a different time. I feel like it used to be like, I don't know, like in... Do you remember when it used to be like song lyrics and like during MySpace era?
Oh, I mean, I'm old enough that I would curate song lyrics to be my instant messenger away message.
Oh my gosh, me too.
Yeah, and that really... Because I think you can really tell what kind of person someone was depending on the tone of the lyrics they would post.
Mine were like terribly sad.
Like what?
Like Mariah Carey songs.
Sad Mariah Carey songs?
Like like Boys to Men.
Oh my goodness.
Like I was really off the rails.
I was doing some emo, I was doing some aggro, I was doing some Deftones.
Oh cool.
I had a long distance girlfriend in college for about a year, and so there would be some Incubus away.
Oh,
yeah,
great.
Those lyrics, Wish You Were Here by Incubus.
Oh my gosh.
There was a girl that lived down the hall from me. Very flirty vibe for a freshman in college. Her away message frequently was,
oh no,
it's shower time for this dirty girl.
Oh my gosh, love it.
I know. Lisa, where are you, girl?
Lisa, come back to us.
Very curly hair.
Oh my gosh, cute.
Just the curliest.
You know how I feel about curls, right?
No.
Oh, I'm passionate about curls. I love curls. Most of the men I've dated have curls.
Interesting, because when we met, I think I had just for the last time cut that long hair off.
You have curls under this.
Under this, yeah.
Yeah.
But it's, I keep it short now. How was your weekend?
Dave, I got sick. I got a cold.
Yeah.
So I spent the weekend hunkered down. Actually, you know, in some ways really nice. My mom, I went home and my mom took care of me for a little bit.
That's nice.
For a full day.
That's really nice.
It was so nice. And so I got taken care of. I went swimming in their pool.
Wonderful.
Really can't complain besides the fact that I could complain about having a cold in the heat.
You seem like you've bounced back, though, which is good.
Yeah, I feel fine now. I just sound a little, you know, nasally.
Mm-hmm. But not too much, I'll say.
So basically what I'm saying is I haven't gone on any dates.
You haven't gone on any dates. I also haven't gone on any dates. I'm off the apps.
Oh.
I very recently ended something with someone. And yeah. Honestly, I'm a little callous to say this, but I feel like maybe I should have stayed in it for a while for the sake of the pod, because the pod's back.
Yeah.
And how often have I been in a relationship during the pod? Maybe never. Actually, once, because we had my girlfriend at the time as a guest.
Dave, do you hear the ice cream man?
I do hear the ice cream man. Let me tell you, we don't live too far from each other, but there's, maybe it's the same one. For the last couple weeks, the ice cream truck has come to my block and stayed there for 25 minutes at a time. There Spooky. Are no real children on my street, I don't think. There might be one or two families with very small kids, like a couple that has like a 2-year-old. I don't know what's going on.
I don't, you know, from the time I was a kid, I never really thought ice cream trucks sold ice cream. I was like,
you were some streetwise, cynical Brooklyn style kid going, there's something else going on.
I was like, there's something up. There's something up.
You selling smack in my neighborhood? What's under those bomb pots?
My dad was pretty paranoid. So like I like kind of as a kid adapted some of those like suspicious thoughts. So I really always thought they were suspicious trucks. I like never trusted them.
They look a little bit suspicious just by virtue of, I don't know. There's some nicer ice cream trucks, but the kind of ones you see in LA, they haven't changed their pictures ever. They're faded from the sun. They're a little white van-y.
It's scary. Even though they're marked, they look unmarked always. Do you know what I mean? Like they parade as unmarked cars in my brain.
Yeah. It's a little suspect. I think maybe just in the time of amazing privilege, 9 billion gourmet delicacy ice cream stores in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
When one is tooting around your neighborhood playing.
You're a creep. You're a creep to me.
Pop Goes the Weasel.
Yeah.
It's just so
in
antiquated.
In the birthday song. You're creepy.
Kids are so sophisticated these days. Like, they don't even know what Pop Goes the Weasel is.
That's not a song.
No.
Wait, I wanted to ask you something. Okay, did you see the Channing Tatum's Instagram stories recently?
I saw, I don't know if that was his stories, but
it was his stories.
Oh, somebody collected these videos.
I think it was his stories.
So I saw it on Twitter.
Oh, okay.
It's a minute and a half or 2-minute video of him absolutely going off about the pattern.
Yeah, so.
Which is an astrology app? Is that correct?
Yeah, it's like an astrology app that kind of talks to you about like your patterns, your relationship patterns, like tells you a little bit about you. You enter your name, where you were born and the time you were born, if you can remember it. And it gives you a lot of information about you. So for this episode, Dave and I are going to analyze our pattern apps right now.
Yeah, I downloaded it. I didn't know what it was. I haven't looked at it at all. My profile picture is just the default, which is a landscape photo. But I have my birth certificate deep in my email and
you looked it up?
Yeah, I was born.
What time were you born?
11:42 a.m.
Wow, we were both born in the morning. I was born at 7:53 a.m.
Boston, Massachusetts, Brigham and Women's Hospital.
Wow.
11:42.
What date?
What day?
Yeah.
August 19th.
August 19th. I'm September 21st.
Ooh.
In Hollywood, California.
Mm-hmm.
At 7:53 a.m. And
where are we talking? Kaiser?
No.
Home birth? Your reaction to me saying a hospital name was like, you kidding me? No, a kiddie pool in my living room.
It's because I'm an LA snob. I was born at Cedars.
Oh, sure.
You know, course. So yes. My no was like, ugh, not Kaiser.
Cedars. Cedars is the one you think of.
Yeah, Cedars is the one that you go, oh, we're Cedars babies.
Yeah, before I moved to Los Angeles, I recognized Cedars was a place that people knew about.
Yeah, it's definitely a place. Okay, so, all right. So Dave and I both downloaded the Pattern app. And this is a really fun app. I suggest you guys download it so you can look at your own patterns. But we're going to tell you about our relationship.
Oh, I almost unfriended you. I'm sorry. Oh, I don't know how this works. Gosh. I never will. Stevie's page has just a beautiful film photo of her.
Thank you.
Standing in front of some flowers. Are you wearing a wedding dress?
Sure looks like it, doesn't it?
Yeah, what are we looking at here?
It's just a bunch of tulle. It actually wasn't a dress. Like I don't know what I was wearing underneath it, but it was a bunch of tulle around me.
And tulle is
what veils are made of.
Yes. Of course. Tulle. That word I know.
Yeah. Okay, so the first thing this thing says about me and Dave, which is so crazy, is you and Dave are very similar people with similar temperaments. You have a lot in common and tend to have corresponding outlooks, approaches, and perspectives on life. Right away.
Uh-huh. You probably got each other and felt at ease, which is true. When we met on the set of a video shoot,
yeah,
where we each had two lines each.
Yep.
We ended up improvising for 4 hours.
We like made the shoot go extra long and we were immediate friends.
Yeah. And the short is 7 minutes because of it. You're comfortable together because you feel understood.
Yeah.
The flip side with patterns like yours is that if you're too alike, you could butt heads. In either case, you two are made up of the same stuff.
Crazy.
Whoa!
You know what's crazy is like I've connected with other friends on here and we haven't had much in common. Like this is the first time I've ever connected with someone where it says we have anything in common. Does that feel accurate?
We're made of the same stuff. I would agree. I think we're not the most similar people, but we're similar in enough specific ways.
I think we're similar. I think we're similar in ways that matter. Like, yeah. Do you know what I mean? Like, I think we're like outwardly we're different. Like we have different passions. We like different things. We operate a little differently. But I would say that like, I think we're both like good natured. We care about people. Mm-hmm. We care about our family. Like, I think we have like similar things in that. And I think we're similar in like our core values is what I would say.
Yeah.
Without reading this. Okay. So then it goes in to tell us about each other, basically. So it's telling me about Dave and it. Oh, interesting. And we have some of the same patterns.
We do.
Yeah. Hard worker and dependable. We both share that.
Sensitive and adaptable.
Yeah.
Hard worker or unrecognized.
Oh, my gosh. For
sure.
Is that
what it says for you?
Mm-hmm. Both of us. We share that pattern. But you have one that I don't have, which is self-assured or fearful. And if you click on it, it says, at his best, Dave can be truly inspiring and radiant force.
Ooh.
He has talents and skills that few possess. He has the potential to achieve great success and admiration in the world.
God.
Dave has the courage to take difficult challenges in life and embrace chaos. He's willing to let go of status or ego and surrender his needs to feel special. He can succeed with or without attention or admiration.
Oh, no. That's... Yeah, I can survive without admiration and attention, and it's, I don't know how. I'm like a camel. I store it up from before when I get it at a previous time, I guess.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. Wow. Well, that feels okay. Is that in the not a shared?
It's not shared, so I don't have that pattern. I don't share that with you.
Okay, a not a shared pattern for me with you is ideal relationship.
Oh.
In Stevie's long-term relationships, what works best for her is being with a partner who will claim her. They should be upfront, make their intentions clear, and be unafraid of commitment. There should be no ambivalence. They clearly want her and are willing to devote themselves to her and the relationship. These partners are monogamous, loyal, and protective, and she can lean on them in times of doubt.
That could not be more accurate.
Yeah.
That is like...
We don't share it because I've fully been dated someone who wasn't monogamous.
Yeah.
Ah!
That, to me, that's so funny. That one is so crazy accurate and it says different things about different people. Like I've read things about my other girlfriends, and this one in particular, like the thing that it said, like, I want clarity.
Yeah.
And I was like, Could that be more accurate? I always talk about like, make your intentions clear. If yep. it's not clear, I'm not doing it.
You want to take me out? Tell me. Say, let's go yeah. on a date. Don't say, let's hang out.
Yeah. yeah. No, like I'm yeah. so aggressively clear about that.
Mm-hmm.
Your ideal relationship's different than mine.
Oh boy, I bet it is.
In Dave's long-term relationships, what works best for him is being with a partner who's able to accept his intensity. You don't feel that intense to me.
Well, you've never dated me.
Okay. Ideally, they view his energy and passion as something positive. They should be receptive to his force and magnetism. It's reassuring to know that his partner can let him be in charge and won't try to dominate or tame him. There must be a strong sexual connection. His partner should want to be physically close and intimate with him. Dave's either turned on or he isn't. If he does, this is so weird. If he doesn't feel that vitality and intensity with someone, it's a sign for him to move on. Can you please speak to this?
I have to throw my phone in a river.
Does that feel accurate?
A little bit. I think it's weird that the paragraph itself, if this is what it's saying about my relationships, like, yeah, I wouldn't. I don't know if sex is as big a part of my relationships
yeah.
as this, as my phone seems to want to tell me.
Mine didn't even mention sex. Yeah. Mine literally talked about courtship.
Yeah.
That's
I feel
so
like
weird.
Sex might be more important to you than it is to me.
I feel like that's
on
true.
Stuff we've talked about yeah. on this show.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think I'm intense, but no, I definitely, I mean, I've been with people who have taken a bit of an upper hand or a dominant role at times in the relationship. This one rings a little bit less true for me, I will
okay.
say.
Okay. That's okay.
Yeah, it is an app.
It is an app after all. And yeah. I think there are going to be things that don't ring true, but you want to know something that we do share on here, which
what?
Is so funny.
What?
Unpredictable relationships.
Oh, let's look at that. Okay. There's something unconventional about Stevie's dating experiences. Maybe she's had a series of short-lived connections.
Yep.
Or her relationships are different in some way or take sudden turns.
For sure.
Or possibly her partners are unusual, edgy, unpredictable, and exciting.
Comedians.
There's actresses for me. There's a part of her that may find it hard to commit to a conventional relationship. It's important for Stevie to embrace the eccentric side of her that seeks variety and change.
Says the exact same thing about you, by the way.
Okay, sure. I mean, my relationships have taken abrupt changes.
Me too, for sure. And a lot of short-lived things for me where I do things for like 2 months and I'm like, man, not for me, you know?
Yeah.
So yeah, that feels accurate. We don't share that. Oh my gosh, wait. Your destiny, we don't share our destiny.
Oh, okay. Let's talk about our
destiny. I want to talk about your
destiny. Tell me about my destiny.
Whoa. Dave's destiny is to develop his sense of strength and power. No one should tell him what to do, stand in his way, or control the terms of his life. It's important for him to create his own rules, even if he doesn't relate to his intensity. Weird how I said, I don't view you as intense. And then he's meant to prioritize his own experience and be driven by his passions. If something doesn't excite Dave, then it's not for him. Does that feel true?
It yeah. I mean, you
that
know,
feels
this
true.
Is, I pay a very wonderful therapist to help me be more self-assured and standing in my power. A lot of
yeah.
stuff that sounds like we're talking boundaries here, which is big.
Yeah. And I like that it says if something doesn't excite you, then it's not for him. Like,
yeah.
I like that. It's like it does feel like you don't. I've never known you to pursue things that you're like mediocre about.
That's true.
You know?
Do you want to hear about your destiny?
Oh, yes.
Stevie's destiny is to find meaning in her relationships. It's important for her to feel understood and loved for who she genuinely is, especially by a partner. Relationships are her path to development, knowledge, and awakening. She should own her desire for a long-term relationship, but should also learn to become her own best partner.
That feels so true. It's painful to read that.
Yes. I mean, if the past 50, however many episodes are an indication, yeah. This
yeah,
is
yeah.
Very,
if,
very correct.
If doing a podcast specifically about relationships is any indication, yeah. 100%.
Yes. Okay, what's not a shared pattern for us too? Okay, work and public life, not a shared pattern. At work and out in the world, Stevie's intended to hold things together for others. She's the one people can trust and rely upon. She's kind and sensitive to their needs. Her work environment should feel like an extension of her family allow her to be nurturing and compassionate.
Wow.
She's capable of giving with little thought for herself, but may not know when to stop.
That's true.
She should make sure she genuinely cares about the project or purpose she's chosen and takes time for her own needs.
Wow, that's super, super true.
You take time for your own needs for sure.
I do now. For a long time, I was just most of my friend's therapist. Like, yes. I was an unpaid therapist. Mm-hmm. For a long time until I, like, honestly, even the past, like, 6 months, like, set boundaries where I take care of myself. And sure. I still show up for my friends just in a very different way. If my bucket's not full, I can't.
Yeah.
I can't.
And those friends should know that you'll be back.
Yeah. And also, we should all be taking care of ourselves so our friends don't have to serve as our therapists. Like,
yeah.
I don't think that's a fair. I think you can confide in friends, but I don't think it's fair.
If you need your friend to be your therapist, you should probably get a real therapist who's not your friend.
Who's actually qualified, because I'm unqualified.
Yeah. I would like my therapist to be my friend, but, you know, she hasn't seemed to express much of an interest. She's older. Too. She's got kids. She's married.
My therapist is so wonderful. I would definitely be friends with her. She is so great. But we can't be friends because she
knows too much.
Knows a lot.
Yeah.
We're too deep. We're like 5 years deep. She knows too much.
I'm too in with mine. And she knows secrets.
You want to hear about your work in public life?
Please.
It's very different than mine.
Mm.
It's interesting. My whole life is kind of like what this app says about me is like my whole life is kind of surrounded by relationships and the importance of relationships. And yours is a bit different in that way.
Let's hear it.
At work and out in the world, Dave's intended to move with confidence. His natural radiance and charisma inspires people. Others may be astonished by his ability to problem solve on the fly. He's creative and draws upon many talents. That's true. When he can be a star player and a visionary at work, he'll thrive. He's driven to be in charge and could have a hard time taking orders. He needs autonomy. He's meant to accomplish something significant in the world. That's so nice.
Well, it's funny because, you know, I am a writer and a director and to a much, much lesser extent, an actor and a podcaster, although only been paid for that a little bit. But there are times when I am really in charge of what I'm doing. And I think this is actually, wow, I was literally just talking about this with someone. Well, here's the thing is, I direct live theater and comedy, and I give notes on people's scripts and their TV pilots and their screenplays. And I used to do this thing. I used to do this thing constantly. Every time I was giving notes in front of a big group, every time I was directing a scene, every time I was emailing notes, I always I don't know why, but I would preface it by saying, hey, just so you know, take this with a grain of salt. Take these notes as they are. Like, they're just notes. They're just thoughts. I don't know any more than you do. And, you know, I know you're paying me, but just know that these are my opinions.
Yes.
And if you don't agree with me on some of it, you obviously don't have to implement all of it. I've stopped doing that.
Good.
Because if they're paying me, if they come to me for help,
they're
for
asking
guidance,
for
they
it.
They really want my help.
Yeah. And your instincts are usually spot on. I've seen a lot of stuff you've directed and they're spot on.
Thank you.
Also, this also says that, by the way.
What does it say?
It gave me an option to go deeper about this. So I went deeper. Mm-hmm. He's independent, follows his own instincts. It's important he take action to achieve his career goals and not sit back and wait for permission.
Yeah, that's been hard because the writer and actor life is a freelance life. So you are looking to other people to approve you to do work and to be hired for things. And sometimes you have to take work that's not your dream. And sometimes you have to really go after stuff.
Yes.
That's not your ideal because you got to pay the bills.
Yes.
And right now,
yeah,
this app is crazy. Right now,
this app is so nuts.
Right now, I'm doing okay.
Yeah.
I was working super full time for the whole time we were doing our show. And then when we stopped doing our show, it's been like, more than three and a half years, and I'm without a full-time job for the first time, and I'm piecing stuff together with directing and freelance writing and putting pitches together and submitting for things, and it's all worked out so far, knock on wood.
It'll continue working.
And, you know, I've been able to save a decent amount of money.
Yes.
So that next step of making sure that you have autonomy and that you go after things you want and that you take a power position is so hard in your full-time creative life.
Yes.
And I'm learning that now because I spent the first half of my, the first part of my writing career just going, oh, this kind of took off. Okay, I'll follow this. Oh, the people who saw that want to meet with me on this. Okay, I'll go over here. Oh, all right. And I've just been realizing this year, oh, I'm not some little kid that someone said, hey, this kid can kind of write. Let's have him in this room. Now it's like, oh, you're an adult who knows how to write. Good. You know what? So is everybody that's a writer.
Yes.
Show us what you have. And it's been a process this whole year of
taking action.
Taking action and thinking, oh wow, show us what you got.
Yep.
What do I got? And now I've been coming to terms with that.
Yeah.
Should I go deeper on your work in public life?
Yeah, but also this also just says what you were talking about earlier. Dave may find he prefers to be a free agent, becoming an entrepreneur or working for himself. And I do feel like you thrive like when you're working on projects that you're writing that you love. That you're like, I love that.
Yeah.
Okay, wow.
What happens if I go deeper on you and work in public life, I see out in the world, Stevie is intended to come across as nurturing and kind, someone who can be trusted and relied upon. Correct.
Thank you. Correct. It might repeat some of the same stuff when you go deeper. It repeats some of it and some of it's different, which is interesting.
She's learning that she's driven to take care of and hold things together for loved ones like it's her job. You just literally said you're your friend's therapist.
Oh my gosh. This one in particular, this one, the work in public life and the relationships one was so accurate for me that it like it kind of spooked me. Like I was like, oh no, this app knows me.
Okay, wait, but we do have some other stuff in common, I think, right?
Well, we have one not in common, the blocks to potential, which is interesting. That I don't have that.
Wait, blocks to potential?
Yeah. You have
that. Oh, I would love to hear this.
Yeah, you have that. I don't have that. I'm going to go deep. Ready? All right. Going deep on blocks to potential. Dave's destiny is to develop a strong sense of self and own his full power and will. But he may feel blocked from doing what he wants and following his desires. Oh, you were just saying that. Although this is his path, the road getting there is often humbling because his growth happens through encountering blocks and boundaries. Oh no. Oh no.
I could not even tell you the amount I've spent on my therapist for us to try to work together to set boundaries for myself.
Wow.
The word is right there, folks.
It's so insane. Eventually, this process will help him grow into his authority. But he may feel like there's something missing from his life that or he's confronting continuous resistance whenever he tries to do whatever he wants. He likely has a mix of two strong feelings. There's a sense of inner strength and confidence. Mm-hmm. He knows he can make anything happen, but at the same time, feels crippled by self-doubt or unable to follow his impulses. Oh my gosh, the sentence crippled by self-doubt.
I want to go under the table right now.
Oh my gosh, Dave's aware he has willpower that others don't and the capacity to feel things deeply. He can be a powerful force, but he may often feel restricted and repressed. He might worry that his strengths will meet opposition or he'll perceive as too intense or out of control. While it's often hard for him to see, there's an advantage to this dynamic. It gives him drive, discipline, and the capacity to manifest results. Without this influence, it would be difficult to contain his intensity and to focus it toward achieving his goals.
This is some messed up voodoo witchcraft.
It's so accurate. It's so crazy. Oh my gosh. The lingering sense of being less than others may dominate Dave's life, make him feel anxious and depressed, and shut down his impulse to express his power and strength. Or he might react to this energy by constantly fighting against the boundaries he feels. To prove that nothing can hold him down, he acts out. He's angry and rebellious in an effort to rid himself of heaviness and limitations that he feels. What?
Okay.
Wow.
I mean, let's just say that some of that's pretty dead on. Let's see. I don't have a shared pattern with you of sensitive and adaptable.
Okay.
Stevie's environment growing up has deeply affected her.
I grew up in alcoholism.
Yes. At heart, she's extremely sensitive and adaptable. Without realizing it, she may have absorbed the beliefs of her culture and family. These influences may have caused her to accept certain values without question or lose herself trying to please loved ones.
Excuse me, Dave. Did we not just talk? This app is seriously scary. Did we not just talk about how I was suspicious of ice cream men my entire life growing up?
Yes, because your dad was paranoid.
Yes.
Compared to others, she may need extra time to really know her inner self and understand what she wants.
Yeah, I do.
Steve is in blah, 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 blah. At heart, she's a sh- without realizing it, she may have. Without realizing it, she may have merged with her environment, adopting many of its beliefs and absorbing the thoughts of the culture and authority figures in her life. Dad was paranoid about.
Yeah.
Okay. These influences may have confused. Okay. They're just repeating themselves.
Yeah.
Oh, we got some more stuff. If her environment was materialistic, she might have overvalued status and money. If it was stressful, she might have been anxious, or she may still be reacting to a strict and rigid home life and feel controlled or rebellious of the boundaries she felt then. Perhaps Stevie saw things through the perspective of a parent or made decisions based on what others in her family wanted. Because of her sensitivity, she may have tried to please a parent or guardian. She became what they projected onto her, thinking it would help her heal them.
Oh, God.
Oh, boy. This app is
make
trying
this
to
app
kill us.
Stop.
She was just trying to make things better, but instead might have learned to be codependent and lost herself along the way.
I burn everything.
Oh, this app is hurting my feelings.
I know. It's hard. Honestly, there's nothing this app has said about me that doesn't feel right.
Okay, can we just, let's just pause
let's
reading
talk.
This for one
Honestly,
second.
Honestly, I think we've read everything we need to read about it.
I think so. What is it? Is it birth charts?
What is
going on?
Well, apparently it's based on decades of research. So it gives us like an in-depth comprehensive information about you and relationships. They're not making predictions or judgments, but they're just providing us tools that highlight events, I guess. It doesn't even say that this is an astrology app or anything. It just says like.
I think it is possibly because it asks you what time you're
it
born.
It has to be like a birth charty type thing.
I think it's a birth chart thing. And I think that honestly, I think that they are very smart to keep that language out of the literature and out of each different section you can scroll through.
Yes.
Because people tend to be extremely wary of this stuff. And it's kind of a trope. There's a lot of dude jokes about it.
Yeah,
like, oh,
astrology.
My girlfriend's all into astrology and
I know.
Yoga.
I've had like boyfriends like make fun of or like guys I was dating be like, my last girlfriend was into astrology. And I'm like, grow up. like astrology is cool and interesting. Like that's not a bad trait.
It's like saying my ex had this thing she liked to talk about that made her feel good.
Yeah.
It was stupid.
She had this thing. I mean, I guess basing like decisions off of like maybe what a psychic says or basing it off of your astrology is probably not wise. But I look at it as like a hobby and it's fun to see. I like reading about this stuff. It's like really fun.
It's fun to get freaked out and be like, oh, my God, it's fun to see that you're compatible with someone that an app says you will be. It's fun to be really compatible with someone that the stars say you wouldn't be compatible with because it's against all odds you came together. It's just a fun way to think that makes this terrible world we live in slightly more interesting or enjoyable.
I agree. But don't you think it's really strange? It is really oddly. I think the weird thing about this app in particular is it's really oddly accurate. Like if it had said the things about you, about me, it wouldn't be right.
No.
Like that's like the weirder thing is like mine's so spot on that it's like it's a little bizarre.
Yeah, and you know what? If I had looked at this, if I'd been, you know, early 20s looking at this, I'd probably be like, none of this is true. But I've been sitting in my own self and working on myself. And even the stuff that feels harsh, I would say, oh, I've been working to overcome that part of me for 3 years. So that's getting better. But, you know, at times I definitely feel it.
Yeah. Years ago, before therapy, before all that, I probably wouldn't have copped to any of this.
Sure.
I would be like, relationships aren't that important to me. I care more about my career. Like, I would definitely. But honestly, the only thing that matters to me is my relationships. Like, truly.
Yeah. And I used to be that, too. And I've flipped in the opposite direction slightly now where I do prioritize it. And I do feel like it's something that guides me. But especially the last 6 months, I've been just very career focused and I've been very into developing my own ideas and working on projects and trying to get that kind of stuff a little bit more squared away because I don't feel that much of a pull. Like I'm in danger of losing my relationship mojo or future or hope. But work stuff is very top of mind these days.
I love that. It's so interesting to me that that has become like a driving force for you. And it's interesting that we both kind of flipped.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how this app knows everything, but it knows literally everything.
Oh, it just told me there's an element of your friendship with Stevie that's designed to take you deeper and push your boundaries. There's a richness to your friendship. It's not superficial. It certainly is not superficial.
No, it's the opposite. It's the opposite. I feel like we immediately skipped all that stuff.
Oh, yeah. Well, you met me when I was in a really, really weird time in my life. Listen. And it was just good timing.
Look at this. Wait. You and Dave are both capable and ambitious. You tend not to waste time on anything that doesn't serve a larger goal.
Not anymore.
Nope.
I used to.
But that's so cool.
Wait, you can keep like, oh, you can keep up mm-hmm. clicking. Okay, you and Stevie have a pattern of feeling inadequate and being hard on yourselves. You both might feel like you're not enough.
Oh, man, that feels true. I feel like I'm not enough a lot.
Oh, sure, me too. That's what I'm working against.
It's one of the mantras I work with a lot, which is just like, I am enough.
You are enough. Yeah,
yeah, I know it's a very common one, but it feels...
There's a lot of superficial systems in place designed to make us feel like we're not enough.
Yeah.
One of them is social media.
Yep.
One of them is physical media, like driving around looking at billboards and
so much
seeing advertising.
There's so much stimulus. And there's so much stimulus. And it's all saying things like, this is a standard of beauty. This is a standard of wealth. This is a standard. This is the standard, you know? And it's so much.
I was looking at a website with some clothes because I was like, oh, I've destroyed this short sleeve button down shirt. I want to get another one. And then I heard like a store was going out of business.
Yeah.
And I went in to see if you know, they had anything on clearance. And this was an hour before I came here. I was noticing every single model, male, female, every single person is just so cut up and shredded. And yeah. I'm like, of course, this shirt looks good on this person. There's 0%.
Yeah, he can't stop working out. Yeah. That guy can't stop working out.
But is there anyone that looks a little bit more like me that's just a little maybe not hitting it so hard at the gym?
I just feel like it's so interesting because it's like, I don't know. There's something interesting about social media in that way because it's like you can use it for good. You can use it for bad. But honestly, if you use it at all mindlessly, it ends up being bad. I compare myself yep. to the success of others. I'm like, how do these people have these expensive hobbies? Like, I'm just like, oh my gosh.
People who are always on vacation.
Everyone's on vacation.
Always.
I don't understand. I want to go on vacation permanently.
Yeah, when I was working super full-time and had a office job with flexible hours, full benefits, and a decent salary, I barely traveled. I wish I had, because now that I have free time and savings, I want to work towards my next big thing. And I don't want to dip into my savings and take a huge chunk of it and go, I'm going to another country.
Yeah.
I wish I had that instinct. I did that a few times in the last few years.
Yeah.
I have a bunch of friends that are about to go to Edinburgh and I'm like, oh, that would be nice. I haven't been there in a couple of years, but yeah.
It's not the time right now. It's time. It's just time to podcast, you know? It's time to sit down and buckle up and podcast.
You have changed. It's time to sit down and buckle up and podcast. I'm going to make you a t-shirt that says that.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm going to make you wear it.
What is it going
to
say?
It's going to say it's time to sit down. Buckle up and podcast.
I will wear
baby exclamation point.
I will wear it.
Okay.
I'll wear it tucked into like some really cool high-waisted jeans.
Oh my goodness. Just immediately be teleported to a farmer's market.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, I'll wear that with my Dodger hat and call it a day.
And you would just be swarmed by brown-haired boyfriends.
Yeah, brown-haired curly boyfriends.
What's happening for the rest of the week with you? What's going on?
Dave, nothing.
Nothing?
I'm getting over
being sick.
You know when you're getting over being sick and you're like just grateful to feel like a bit normal and you're kind of like not 100% present. There's like 25% haze over you.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to get that haze to go away. So I'm not really like working out or anything. I'm just taking it easy.
Mm-hmm.
I am seeing a bunch of friends for the rest of the week. I do have a lot of friend dates lined up, which is nice. But that's it. And I have really not much planned working this weekend. Dave, I don't have a lot to report back. When you get sick,
yeah,
you ruin your week.
You do. Well, your body ruins you, which in turn ruins your week.
And it's great because you take time like to catch up on things. And I have done that.
I got sick about a month ago. Mm-hmm. And I was so impatient. It was sort of in the middle of this short term, I guess, relationship I was in. And I didn't want to be sick. She didn't want me to be sick. Mm-hmm. I actually have a decent track record of seeing people who have the I never get sick attitude, and they don't mind being around me when I'm sick.
Oh, you're so lucky. No one does that for me.
I understand those people.
I do too.
Because when someone's, you know,
you don't want to get sick.
That person in turn got sick a couple weeks ago, and I was, you know, I didn't want to be around because I get sick easily.
I do
too. If the climate changes, I have a thing where I think I'm getting allergies, and then 2 days into it, I think, oh no.
This is what a cold feels like. Yeah. Me too. Every time I'm like, man, I have such bad allergies today. And I'm like, oh, my throat hurts. I'm sick.
Mm-hmm. But then, you know, a couple months ago, my eyes watered for 4 days straight and then they stopped and I never get any other symptoms. So those were allergies.
You're lucky. Dave, I actually dated a guy not that long ago where I couldn't stop getting sick when I was dating him. No joke.
Oh,
like,
that is a sign.
I know. My mom told me I was allergic to him. My mom's like, you're allergic to him. I was like incredibly allergic to him. My mom was like, you have to stop dating him. You cannot stop getting you. I'm sensitive. Like I'm definitely lucky to be alive with my immune system the way it is.
Yeah.
But I mean, I was sick like every 3 weeks.
And then you broke up. And how soon after was it until you got sick again?
I didn't get sick for like 5 months after. I'm no joke, was sick nonstop. Like it's a sign. Your body's like, hey, no.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. And that, I mean, I think bodies, like, I used to not believe in that, but pheromones are huge. If you don't like the way someone smells, if you don't like physically being next to them, you can have a lot of the other elements in place and it can just feel wrong.
Yeah.
I met some new people recently and it was cool because I met some new people recently. Just friends, I think, but I kind of spent the weekend hanging out with a whole new group of people. I don't think it's going to be my life, like my new thing, but I felt really comfortable instantly.
Oh, that's nice.
Physically and mentally.
Yeah.
And just sitting in, you know, a booth at a restaurant with four other people and there isn't that initial discomfort. It's just immediately, oh, okay, this is
that's
cool.
A good feeling.
Yeah. And it's not that, I mean, you know, when someone feels right, they feel like home. It didn't totally feel like that, but it felt like, oh, I'm older and I have all my friends in place, and yet now that I'm meeting these new people, that feels good too. I'm feeling it sounds vague, but it's just cool when people want to be your friend and then you give it a shot and they're cool.
It's nice. It also feels really nice. You know, there's something really nice about connecting with an entire group of people. Like, that's what we're made for. And so anytime you can actually connect and you walk away being like, I feel good. And I feel like we had fun and laughed and stuff. I know that's what friends are supposed to be like, but that's not always what friendships have felt like to me, you know?
No, sometimes they're more slow going, more awkward.
And heavier or something. Yeah, it's like, and sometimes you're like, I don't know why this isn't working. I don't know. This feels like hard. This feels weird.
Yeah. Well, maybe we just need to connect to every single one of those with every one of those people on the pattern.
Pattern and find out if we have anything similar. Honestly, you're the only person on the pattern who I've had things similar with. The only person.
That's and you've connected with you like are friends with a bunch of people on it.
I have a few friends on it.
You know, I feel like I got to call an audible here, Stevie. We're recording at your house. We've had a couple of really good, you know, we've had a really good conversation. Your tiny dog Holiday is losing her goddamn mind.
You know, she's really, it's at me. Really weird because she is so good.
She's been amazing every single time we record.
Every time she goes to sleep. Today, she is running the house.
She's kind of gnawing at my hand. She just was like,
she was growling at you that entire time.
Yeah, growling at me under her breath, and then was opening her mouth and kind of, she has little teeth and a small mouth, but it felt like she was doing a miniature long-haired dachshund equivalent of biting me.
Oh, she's so rude.
I don't know what's going on. I should try to see if she's on the pattern.
I know exactly when she was born and what city, so we could find out.
Let's make her. Now she's barking outside at something.
She's a bad girl today.
She's out of. All right. Well, listeners, sorry if this is an anticlimactic end. I feel like Stevie and I got to know each other even better than we already did thanks to this app. We are, again, not sponsored by The Pattern, but you should check it out.
Check it out. It's such a free. Cool app.
Just go to the App Store. It's called The Pattern. Also, look up Channing Tatum going crazy about The Pattern.
Depending it's really on funny. He's obsessed with it. He's like, I don't know how they know all this stuff.
I mean, Channing Tatum comes out of that video looking amazing. He's a strong advocate for people being in therapy.
Yeah.
He's a strong advocate for this app, which he, I think, acknowledges maybe being a little bit astrological.
Yeah, he does.
He's a
pretty
cool
incredible.
Dude.
Yeah, it's pretty incredible. Also, if you like our podcast, please rate and review it on iTunes. We would love that. We'd love to read your reviews, especially about the new season. Season three
is what we're in right now. A whole new era. It's 2019. We're a little bit more are we more serious?
We're a little more grown up. Less serious, more grown up.
Oh, I like that. Yeah. Oh, okay. Wow. We're gonna have to write
wow,
down
wow,
that you said
wow,
that.
Wow.
Yes, we're a little less serious,
a little more grown up. And which would be a horrible transition to go and follow us on Instagram.
Follow us both on Instagram and Twitter. If you have questions,
yes.
If you have comments and you don't want to leave it in a review on iTunes, review us on iTunes and then go over to your email. Email iburneverythingpod@gmail.com. iburneverythingpod@gmail.com. We're very good with this stuff.
We would love to answer your questions or chat with you guys via email.
Yeah, we want an ongoing dialogue with the people who are listening to this. And you know what? We know we've been away for a while. So if you're reticent to come back, just know we're back. We'll be here. We're not trying to put any pressure on you.
No, we're just slow burning it.
We're keeping it slow and low, like our first season guest, Alex Blagg, told us to do. Hi, Alex. You're not listening anymore, but we love you.
We do love you.
Bye, everyone.
Goodbye.
TMZ. E. MTV. Refinery29. What do all these companies have in common? They bring you celebrity news and they didn't hire me. You know I had to do it to them. That's what I bring to you, Extra Extra, on Campfire Media Podcasting Network. Extra Extra is a hot buffet of all the delicious celebrity news and gossip you want and need. According to me, because my opinion is the only one that matters, obviously, tune in every Tuesday as my guests and I share our unwanted and unfiltered opinions on all your favorite celebs. No celeb is safe. I'm looking at you, Mila Kunis. Listen now wherever you listen to podcasts.
Campfire.